Merry Christmas and welcome to the Arms Room with Glenn.
And John.
And Matt.
Matt.
Oh,
Mr. Dobson's back with us today.
My name's Matt.
Oh, Matt Dobson, formerly of Independence Training, now with AR-500. Is it okay based on the content of what we're going to say that we can say you're affiliated with AR-500 armor?
All right. Yeah.
So Matt with AR-500 armor is going to be playing FUBAR with us, and Dave.
And Dave.
And Dave playing FUBAR with us, which is going to be a lot of fun because we get to explain a lot of stuff to Dave.
Does Dave screw up the intros the way Mason would?
No.
No.
Dave has actually created...
Have you listened to the show lately?
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. So Merry Christmas to everybody out there. If you're listening to our show on Christmas, you're fucking sick.
America!
You should be doing other more important things. So we recorded this as usual, pre-recorded shows. We recorded
the past,
in the past
and the present of the future.
We're in the future, presently in the past. All right.
Correct.
So the show was pre-recorded last week and coming to you now, not live.
Not live.
Not live. On Facebook today. So sorry about that. Not sorry. But yeah.
I'm probably building Legos.
Also building Legos, having a Nerf war, and eating pizza for lunch, which is a Christmas tradition.
Because I know my nephew doesn't listen to the show, I bought him the Lego Millennium Falcon.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, bro.
Right?
You're going to have some fun on Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so Patreon. Remember, if you're not a patron, become a patron.
I did.
Even Dobson's a patron.
Yeah.
And he's cheap.
Yeah, he's half Jew.
So, patron, become a patron. There's a lot of cool advantages to being a patron. Become a patron. There you go.
Do it.
Overwatch Designs, coupon code still good to go, The Arms Room, and ASIM ammo code still good to go, The Arms Room Show. I have no idea what's happened since last week, but I'm sure politicians were corrupt. Good people did good things, bad people did bad things, and someone accused someone else of touching them inappropriately.
Probably.
And that's all for today's news.
California may or may not still be on fire.
Yes, possibly.
Probably still on fire.
Probably.
They had a wildfire, a firefighter death a few days ago.
Oh, did they really? Yeah. Well, now it's like a week and a few days ago. Remember, we're in the future now, Matt.
We are in the future.
Yeah. So. Redwire Gear, you got anything?
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We're still running our sale through the end of the year so we can help you spend your Christmas money that you got.
What?
It's Holiday 2017, 15% off everything on the website.
And he does take Bitcoin.
Then not true.
If someone offers you Bitcoins, we'll find a way for you to take them.
Okay.
Trust me. I'll help you with that.
Make sure, if you guys aren't registered for the Out with a Bang match coming up in a few days, register for Out with a Bang coming up in a few days. December 30th. Make sure you check it out. Pistol calibers only. It's going to be a lot of fun. Pistols, PCCs, and subguns. It's going to be a good time. So make sure that you check that out on the Training AZ website or our Facebook page through Independence Training. All right. On to the main event.
The main event.
We're going to play FUBAR. We're going to play FUBAR till we're bored playing FUBAR or an hour hit. So actually, hold on. Before the main event, Matt wants to tell us about Veterans Transition.
Yeah, so I get randomly hit up by this buddy of mine that I was in the Army with. He was like, hey, I got a buddy starting this nonprofit, which, you know, not the first time that's happened.
Right.
True. All right, what are they going to do? They want to connect veterans with other veterans. Like, okay, well, do they need money from me or what? No, they just want your help. Oh, okay. So I check them out, and their sole intent is to get successful veterans, whether it's like, you know, business owners, you know, CEOs, just people working the trades, guys like Josh.
People that effectively got out of the military and moved on with their life.
Like guys that have adjusted.
Military was a part of our life, but not our life.
And, you know, you don't have to own a business or be a CEO or a banker or a lawyer, but just having fulfillment and, like, being in a good position in life and being content and happy with what you have and getting them on the show and getting them to talk about why they feel, like, what's different? Why do you think this is, right? So just getting these successful vets on, interviewing them, and then most importantly, linking them up with guys that are getting out or guys that are out and maybe need that inside ballpark look, you know, the mentorship.
How do you do this? How do you adjust?
Yeah, right. So
I just looked it up and there's several different possible organizations.
Yeah, it's on Facebook, just Veteran Transitions on Facebook should bring you right there. They have a map where you can see vets in your area all across the states. And then there's also a sign-up thing where you can sign up as a successful vet. You can sign up, you know, as a transitioning vet. You can put in you know, Glenn goes on there and signs up, he can say, hey, successful vet, business owner, I know these skills, I'm willing to mentor via email. I have a couple hours a month I can do this. You know, it's basically whatever you're willing to help out. If some guy's out there that wants to say, hey, I'd love to own a firearms training company, he can shoot you an email and you can be like, yeah, hey, this is the best way to go about it, instead of him, you know, relying on whatever Google has to offer where that expertise might not be as readily available.
Yeah.
So it's a good intent. They're not begging for money. They're not asking for donations. They're just asking for successful guys to come on the show and for transitioning guys to reach out to them if they got skill sets or a career field that interests them.
Okay. So the website is this really long website. sites.google.com/mav-realty.com veterans transitions/home, which is crazy.
I think it's veterantransitions.us.
I think it is also veterantransitions.us, but that doesn't seem to
try
work.
Try type that in the actual bar.
Oh Lord.
But Veteran Transitions on Facebook will get you there, and let's be honest, everyone's on Facebook.
Yeah.
That's not true. Apparently. Well, a couple of guys that aren't.
Cool.
Veteran Transitions takes you to MAV Realty, so it must be organized by some kind of realtor or something like that. But, yeah, just go to...
The main guy that's doing it's a super successful guy. He flew out here a few weeks ago. I met up with him and hung out, and he got out a few years ago, and now he owns this real estate hedge fund holding company or something and has some time and wants to help vets.
So Veteran Transitions, just go to the Facebook and check that out. And if you're... Yeah. If you're a veteran, you know, we got a lot of listeners who are veterans and have successfully moved on with their life and done other things. Make sure that you they got some funny stuff on their website or their Facebook, too. But make sure that you guys check that out. Cool.
Appreciate it.
You bet. And then we'll talk a little bit about some AR-500 armor stuff coming up as well. Cool. So we'll get through at least one round here.
I got chilling to do.
You do. All right, so here's the rules of FUBAR. If you're unfamiliar with FUBAR and you might be familiar with the game Cards Against Humanity, FUBAR is basically the military version of Cards Against Humanity, and it is from the guys over at Ranger Up, so yes. Who are funny dudes. So here are the rules. Each player draws 10 response cards. Taking turns, one player takes turns.
It's even written correctly. This is even, can you not read?
This is even written for military guys.
Glenn is not taking really a mentor turns, in reading.
Taking turns, one player takes turns drawing a prompt card and reads it aloud. The others play a response card they think is the best or most horrible. The player with the prompt card picks the best one. The person whose card is chosen wins the prompt card. Collect 5 prompt cards to win the game and see if you still have any friends left. All right. So.
That is totally written in the military writing style.
I'm going to start.
Sure, why not?
Because I am that guy.
Well, you already have the card, so.
The prompt card is, what did I leave behind on deployment? All right. Prompt card is, what did I leave behind on deployment? All right. I received cards. I received. Remember, you got to draw new ones.
Yeah. I can't reach it.
What did I leave behind on deployment? My possible responses. A thoughtfully misplaced rifle. Ooh, that's good.
I did pretty good.
Nothing but baling wire, bubble gum, a P-38 can, and my will live. And a hilariously misplaced IED.
That one's actually not so funny.
I'm going to go with the hilariously misplaced IED. All right. All right. Dobson, you're up. Let's go this way. Then we'll end on Dave. We'll back to me.
Figure eight.
Okay, yeah.
Troops are calling the newest sex position.
Hoo-yee.
Blank.
The newest sex position.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, I got it. I'm going to win this one for sure. Oh, damn it. I looked at the rest of my cards after I picked.
Give me a card.
Okay.
Well, oh, man. No. Mine's still pretty good. Mine's pretty good.
Oh, fuck. Which one did I put?
All right. Troops are calling the newest sex position the last helicopter out of Saigon. I can only imagine what that one. Dependent swinger parties and squirters. I'm going to go with the last helicopter out of Saigon.
Boom! Oh,
because that's mysterious, right? That's right? There's no mystery of, you know, dependent swinger parties. I can't be a sex move. Squirters, like.
You know. I got you on that one, yeah.
We know what squirters
are. The last helo out of Saigon. Just the way Dad would have liked it.
I really fought to deploy, but blank prevented it.
What was it?
I really fought
to deploy, but blank prevented it.
Here you go.
I'm going to turn so I can't see Glenn's cards. No, here. Sorry. That goes over here.
Sorry.
Card me.
That's all I got. Not the best, but it's, right. It'll have to work.
I really fought to deploy, but wet weather gear with a hole in it prevented it.
It's the worst.
This is perfect. I really fought to deploy, but ROTC scholarship prevented it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know. You weren't there.
I really fought to deploy, but the warm snuggie of freedom prevented it. I'm going with ROTC scholarship.
Oh. Who are you? Okay.
Perfect. Perfect.
Give me.
All right. Hey, what do you got?
In my day, basic training was harder. We didn't have blank.
Ooh, buddy. We didn't have
blank. I can totally relate to this card. All right. We have... In my day, basic training was harder. We didn't have reflexively hitting on the new chick out of boredom. We didn't have adopting a feral animal as your unit mascot. And we didn't have a water fountain full of semen. I like the water fountain.
God. Matt's killing it.
Thompson's on point today. Holy crap.
All right. Why does my crotch itch? I actually
I
have
gave
a
up my card.
I have a perfect
How much time
one
do you have?
For mine.
There we go.
All right.
Not much there.
Why does my crotch itch? My whoobie. Why does my crotch itch? The CO's wife. Ew. And lastly, why does my crotch itch? Slow internet. Man, so many good choices. I'm going to go for the CO's wife.
What is he at? He's at four now?
Four.
Oh, Jesus.
Matt is a veteran of veterans today. He's on it, man.
Holy fuck.
All right.
You're up, dude.
I'm up.
All right, Dobson.
I'm the funny one.
Why were my slides late?
Slides late. Explain that.
So what happens when a new unit starts up is every Monday, the commander, whether it's company commander or battalion commander, gets presented with, like, here's who isn't ready to deploy right now. Here's who's broken. Here's who's missing. Here's who got in trouble over the weekend, right? And then over time, everybody wants to feel important and get a bullet on their review of how they added a slide. So you flash forward 3 years of this, and you have every Monday morning the commander's looking at 432 slides, including like the average color shade spectrum of their soldiers' urine colors. Like, it just gets insane.
No, that's actually a real slide.
It is.
Arizona National Guard.
It is, yeah. So it's just complete micromanagement.
Wow.
It's great.
PowerPoint. Government. Effective.
Why were my slides late?
Yeah, my wife, even in her civilian job, presents to the chief of staff here in Arizona.
Yeah, like, here's our current status. Yeah,
I'll do that.
She hates it.
Give me.
I need some funny ones, man. None of mine are funny.
Oh, why were my slides late? A 96-hour pass, yoga PT, and figuring out what winning means in Afghanistan. Figuring out what winning means.
Boom! We suck, Dave.
There is no winning in a place that cannot be won, my friends. All right, John.
Okay. Everyone sign off on the roster for the new online class that teaches you not to blank. Oh, that's
teaches
loaded.
You not to.
Teaches you not to blank.
Shit, I got nothing good for that.
Yeah, just give it a shot.
Get rid of one of your crap
cards. Get rid
cards.
Of a shit card.
Yeah, just
get
rid
lucky.
Of
there, yeah, the last time we played this, I was like, I'm getting rid of my shit cards in like two in a row.
Alright, everyone, sign off on the roster for the new online class that teaches you not to streaking the family readiness group meeting. Okay.
All right.
That's all the families and spouses and kids come to these forced barbecue things.
Forced.
Yeah, right before guys deploy.
So if you were you're streaking in front of everyone's family members.
Yeah, that's great. Teaches you not to bright future as a mercenary or grabbing a bottle out of the trash for a spitter and getting your hand covered in semen.
That's a real problem, folks. That's a real problem.
It would playing be a card numbers. If it hadn't happened before.
I'm going to go with the streaking the family
rating. Oh,
thank you.
Oh, man. Are you kidding me? Is that five?
That's five.
Son of a bitch.
Great work, everyone.
All right.
Holy fuck. Good game.
All right, so keep your hand.
That took a total of like 6 minutes.
Keep your cards.
Yeah, keep your hand. Keep your hands.
All right.
Make sure you got 10.
Fuck, I can't count that high. 4, 5.
Math freaking killed it. All right. So while you're doing that, I want to talk about these new med kits from Air 500 Armor. So yeah. You brought one here to demo for us, and it's a vacuum sealed piece of gun. We're gonna take some photos of this stuff, by the way, and put it up on our Arms Room Facebook page, and maybe a couple videos so you can see what the hell we're doing. But these are vacuum sealed AR-500. You gonna do it? You can take. Are you taking a selfie?
Yeah, it's for next week.
Well, then do it.
Keep talking.
No, I'm gonna hold up this thing. I don't care that we're recording. No one's fucking listening. It's Christmas.
No face right. Listen.
Edit that out.
So we've got this vacuum seal thing. Looks like it would fit in probably like a double mag pouch.
Terrible. Yeah.
And it's got a cat tourniquet, two chest seals, which are Fox seals, a decomp needle, some Celox granules, hemostatic agent, and a compressed gauze.
Yeah.
So the benefit of a kit like this is a straight up blowout kit. Like, oh my gosh, I have a puncture wound or I'm bleeding out and I need to stop that immediately. This is not the care kit. This is not the extended care kit. This is the immediate life saving.
No frills, stop the bleeding, stop the air from going in kit.
And it's a well vacuum sealed kit and it's small enough to carry around in a backpack. It's small enough to carry around in a daily carry bag, small enough to carry in a range bag or whatever. So we're going to be doing some photos and videos of this afterwards so that we can, you know, have some promotional materials. And show our listeners what we're doing since we're not doing video today. But AR-500 is really changing the way, you know, in the past, they've done some med kits, but now they're kind of changing the way they're doing them.
Yeah, I mean, we really focused on, you know, how many people out there are doing med kits, right? It's easily, you know.
A lot.
A million people, $1 billion market, right? But how can we do it differently, right? Like make something lighter, better, or cheaper, right? And so with this, we're able to say, you know, how big is the average IFAC pouch? With stuff, right?
It's huge.
Too damn big.
It's huge, right? How big is this? This has everything in there. There's no waste.
You guys can put this in a cargo pocket.
Yeah, I mean, you can put this in your small of back pouch. Mm-hmm. You can put this in a cargo pocket.
Too perfectly.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can find a home for it, right? You can put it in your glove box. You can put it in your center console. You can put it on your vest, whatever. But putting that in a standard IFAC pouch, you could fit two of those things in there.
Oh God, dude. Easily,
yeah. With maybe even an extra tourniquet. And so it's $64 right now. You have a no frills blowout kit. You can find a home for it. It's lightweight. There's no wasted Cordura space. I mean, it's with the way things are going, people want slim, people want lightweight, people want, you know, pure function. And there's no better way I could come up with than this.
Yeah, I like it. I've always liked vacuum sealed stuff. You know, it's things that we'll do. We vacuum sealed kits and put them up behind armor, vacuum sealed kits, put them in backpacks. I mean, for years, that's the kind of stuff we've been doing in the field and now have some better options for commercially available products. So make sure you check those out. Are these all up and running now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're on the website. We haven't promoted them much just because we got all these other vests and stuff.
But they are there. So AR500Armor.com, of course, right down the road from us here in Phoenix. And make sure you check out their stuff.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. On to another game. See if that works us all again. All right,
Round two.
Dave, you're up starting.
All right. Hitler's troops demonstrated brutality by blank in the final days of war.
What a blank.
This could get ugly.
That was just funny.
There you go.
All right. Hitler's troops demonstrated brutality by... delegating the liberation of concentration camps in the final days of war by the sweet scent of cauterized flesh in the final days of war by drinking hand sanitizer for its delicious alcohol in the final days of war. Let's do the concentration camp.
Yes! John finally wins!
On the board!
John, on the board.
The only one I'm going to get.
Alrighty, back to me. Here we go.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah, they are.
All right. The best evaluations will always have a bullet point that describes what?
Ooh.
Is you, Matt?
Yes.
The best evaluations will always have a bullet point that describes white male EOs.
Perfect.
Walking on the grass, hands in your pockets, smoking, just to feel the chaos.
Perfect.
Do you understand why that's interesting, Dave?
Nope.
Because if you put your hands in your pockets and you step on Sergeant Major's grass,
or if you walk and smoke the chaos, in uniform,
or if you walk and smoke you in
can't
uniform,
you can't smoke and walk.
You can't talk on your cell phone.
Pockets. You can't have talk on the cell phone and walk. You can't step on grass.
So the whole idea is just to feel the chaos means Smadge is coming down in your ass with hate.
I'm gonna do everything at once.
Yep. And giving Saddam WMDs. Best evaluation, we always have a bullet point that describes. I'm gonna go with walking on the grass.
Yes!
All right, John.
John's round.
Two in a row!
Woo! All right, Dobson, you're up.
That was really loud in the microphone. Sorry about that.
That was, thank you.
I
forgot, you're still wearing.
Service members are our greatest resource. Well, service members and blank.
Ooh.
That might be number three.
Card me.
All right, Dobson.
Service members are our greatest resource. Well, service members and your military experience counting for college credit, the pink mist, the cross-eyed fat girl across the bar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yes. Hey,
cleaning it up.
Oh, is it my turn now?
It is.
Yep. Finally, you can't win.
Three in a row for John.
Losing my virginity was a lot like blank.
Ooh, a lot. Do I have a freaking one for you? What you got, Dave? I'm waiting on you, Dave.
See, if Mason were here, he couldn't answer this one.
Dude, I could hurt my butt a lot.
Hey, son, I'm going to take you out to celebrate. No, Dad, I don't feel like sitting on bar stools. My ass hurts. Losing my virginity was a lot like the Battle of the Bulge. Getting a golden shower from a golden knight. The colonel secretly hoping to inspire a Doctor and Man cartoon. That one's dumb. I'm going to go with the golden shower from the golden
knight. Come on, the Battle of the Bulge was way funnier than that.
Oh, thank you.
The golden knight's way funnier.
Golden knights are their parachute team.
Oh, yeah, it's the army.
The army's parachute.
They like peeing on people, too.
Yeah, apparently.
I don't know.
We all have our fetishes.
All right.
Everybody has
Dave.
Card me.
Hit it.
Blank has been used as a combat sex toy.
Boom. And one option.
One. Waiting on two.
Oh, man.
Blank has been used as a combat sex toy?
Yep. Blank has been used as a combat sex toy.
Ooh, man. I'm rough on this one. This one's going to be rough.
Somebody needs to get thin.
Blank has been used as a combat sex toy. Hooah bar shaped into a bar shaped into a turd has been used as a combat sex toy.
Dude, hooah bars are like fucking
really crappy power bars.
Energy bars.
They're just super, like, and they're dense, like
they're
like
power bars,
like old Play-Doh that's somehow moist.
No, yeah. they're like power bar seconds. That's what they
and
are. They're
chalky.
Yeah, they're like power bars that are like
they're leftover just, power bars. They weren't formed.
They're like harder power bars.
Yeah.
And they named them hooah bars because the Army loves giving life to shitty military traditions like the word hooah.
Remedial sensitivity training has been used as a combat sex toy. And cheesy, squeezy jalapeno flavor has been used as
literally
combat
sex
toy. We're going to do the hooah
jalapeno
bar.
Cheese.
Boom!
Oh.
Finally had to win something this round. All right, my turn. Here we go. Blank is the leading cause of hearing loss in the military. Blank, leading cause of hearing loss.
There's your winner. There's your winner, kids.
Card me.
Blank is a leading cause of hearing loss. A flock of blue falcons. Tactical pillow fights gone horribly wrong. A briefing given entirely in sports references. I'm going to have to go with a briefing giving entirely in sports references.
Seriously?
That would definitely make me want to have hearing loss because I have had more than a few of those.
All right. I was really hoping my blue falcons.
Blue falcons? You know what blue falcons are?
No. Buddy fuckers.
Buddy fuckers. BF. Blue falcons. Bravo Foxtrot or blue falcons.
You know DePaul's car is a blue little race car and his license plate is blue falcon?
Yes. And with DePaul?
Not so
totally bad. Fits.
Not so shabby. He prided himself on breaking stuff.
At our veterans, events, yeah.
The DePaul award.
All right, buddy, you're up.
Napalm sticks to blank.
Ooh. I have a good one for this too. Napalm sticks to... Oh, fuck. This answer is so good. I hope I can use it. Not this time, but next time.
Napalm sticks to a warrant officer who doesn't give a fuck. Warrant officers don't give a fuck. That's what that card
Warrant officers are basically enlisted men or women who became officers, but warrant officers have a very specific job. So, like, a warrant officer
they're technical
is a
experts.
Pilot.
Yeah, they're subject matter experts, period.
So, they're, like they're a not a real officer, and they're also not enlisted. They, like,
they
just don't give a fuck.
Yeah, like, there's this myth about, like, so you got CW1s up to CW5s. Mm. And I've never seen a CW5. Most people haven't.
One online. I saw them online.
Yeah, I saw a picture of them online. Like
I've seen two, like, live and in person. Because the Marine Corps CW5's a gunner.
Yeah.
And they have their just their bursting bomb and their solid bar.
That's pretty cool.
And they're old as fuck.
Yeah. Napalm sticks to the 82nd Airborne, the 1972 Miami Dolphins of the Army.
Can't
go with that one.
82nd Airborne.
Also known as the 18X Fallout.
That's right.
Drop division.
The 18X drain. Yeah.
15 years of Army of Navy beating the Army. Napalm sticks to a warrant officer who doesn't give a fuck.
Oh, thank you very much. Come on, man. I thought I was playing to the crowd with that 82nd Airborne shit.
What unit was I in?
Not the 82nd.
Exactly.
So Napalm would stick to those fuckers.
Ah. Now I see what you did there. I still can't give him the credit of having won something. Even if it's at their...
My name's Matt.
All right.
Is it my turn now?
It is your turn.
All right. Officers used to earn a commission by blank.
If you had explained that, I would have got it with you.
By...
Officers
earned...
Okay.
Used to earn a commission by... Global Caliphate of Dreams.
We only had about 55 minutes.
Okay.
Thanking you for your service or forgetting that friendly fire isn't. I gotta go with friendly fire.
Oh, thank you.
Man! You're killing it. All right.
I've done my job. I've won one. Yeah, that's all I care. All right, blank hurts so good.
Blank hurts so good.
Hurts so good.
I've been waiting to use that one for a while.
Oh, good. High-fiving Bo Bergdahl hurts so good. Field expedient sex toys hurts so good.
Anything.
Playing grab ass like those boys at home never understood. It's so good. I do like that one. Playing grab ass.
No way! Get out of here!
I figured it was something else.
Was that three for you this time?
Yeah. He's already. You guys are tied for three, man.
No, I have four, bro.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
I have eight. Man, I have three total.
I have one.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
No
ladies,
cares, Mason.
Hey, ouch. Ladies love blank. Ladies love blank.
I was going to be so pissed if my next card was like TRICARE and BAH.
Guard me.
TRICARE is the Army It was the DOD military health benefit system, and BAH is money you get for having a house. So when you're 18 and you're like, the barracks suck, you marry the first pig that comes your way.
Stripper.
Ideally.
Either way.
That stripper. Ideally a stripper. And that way, you know, they're getting benefits. You get out of the barracks, you have a couple kids, you realize you made a horrible mistake, and then you have a awful divorce.
The best part about the fast stripper with four kids that you marry to get your BAH is that your shared custody is with another guy in the barracks. Yeah.
Probably.
All right. Ladies love pale intel analysts who never see sunlight. I don't think so. Mm-hmm. A perfectly good box of Skillcraft pens. Oh, those Skillcraft pens. Extra Special Forces. Man, that one's too good. Extra Special Forces. Really?
Yes! Oh,
John for the win!
There's magic down here on the side of the table.
John for the win. All right, keep your hands. Let's talk about these AR-500.
Yeah. These all suck.
Swap out any shit cards you don't want. Discard anything you don't want. While Matt's talking to us about different
so
carriers.
So can you help me kind of describe what you see and feel?
So
and
basically this carrier is a lot like the older Guardian carriers. And
this one's called the Veritas.
So when we were doing some work with AR-500, you know, many years ago, they had pulled out, which kind of was interesting, because they pulled out this tiny little mini carrier, and they were like, oh, you know, this one we were thinking for, like, women and kids. And we were like, women and kids, fuck that. We want that carrier. Yeah. It's still the carrier I use in competition, still the carry I carry in my truck. It's badass little micro carrier. It's 8x10. It allows me to be fast and light and just protect the things that matter the most. So from that kind of went the Guardian, which was a 10x12. Mm-hmm. And then this is that same 10x12 carrier system, but instead it's got some really good upgrades.
Yeah. So we have 3D mesh to help with the ventilation on the underside. A lot of carriers have
really badass.
Up until the last couple years, you didn't really see the mesh on the body-facing parts. And so even if you're wearing, you know, a combat shirt or a Cry combat shirt or whatever, there was no way for that heat and moisture to escape just because the carrier was just a giant slab of Cordura right against your body. So we have a kangaroo pouch, which is the Velcro you hear right now. You can throw your kangaroo insert on there.
Both on the bottom and the top, which I like the one on the top because this isn't so much for a kangaroo.
It's my snack pouch, bro.
Exactly. This is paperwork, ID, mm-hmm. You know, cash, whatever.
Chem lights.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's got some pals in there for throwing your chem lights in there, throwing your pens, your Skillcraft pens, or whatever you want.
Whole box of them will fit in there.
Yeah. You've got the
shoulder pads.
The shoulder pad with the webbing on it so that you can throw in something to keep the sling off your throat.
Yeah, you need to attach a hand mic, law enforcement, you know, whatever. You can thread cables through there.
So it's a nice, small, compact, lightweight carrier. I really like this carrier. I mean, I like all the carriers, but these types of carriers are my favorite because I'm not putting them on every day and going to war. I want something that's relatively easy and lightweight and simple. I can attach a few magazines to. This is the kind of carrier, I mean, I've used those micro carriers since they came out for several years now. Mm-hmm. And this is the kind of carrier, you know, I would look at upgrading those to something like this because there's a little bit more space on here. And I like that.
Yeah, with the Hypalon pull tabs, it's just a little, you know, everybody goes nuts for Hypalon these days. And it works, and it's effective. And
if it's used appropriately, unlike a lot of other companies are.
Right.
A lot of guys out there are using it just because it's cool and it's new and it's not proper application, but this is well applied.
Yeah, so it's a cool carrier. I can't recall the price that they're going for on the website now, but we're having a sale on them. AR500armor.com, check it out. This one's the Testudo. Then we got that one was the Veritas. This one's the Testudo, which is, you know, if you're wearing armor every day.
So basically, this is essentially the Veritas, but with a cummerbund system.
Well, it's a little bit bigger than the Veritas.
It's a little bit larger, but
overall design.
Right. And with the Veritas, there is a slim, minimalist grid style cummerbund.
This guy has these huge shoulder pads, which are nice.
Yeah.
But you have the same kangaroo top and bottom. You've got side pouch capability if you want to put side armor. Or, you know, I did a video with AR-500 a couple of years ago about the benefits of, like, for me, I don't wear side armor, but I can put, for example, one of these first aid kits we just talked about.
Throw first aid kits, radios, couple, you know, med kits.
Couple extra mags. I mean, whatever it is you need to put in there. And then the cummerbund system can also be removed from that as well. So,
yeah, so it's The reason that's there is when we were initially planning out the prototypes, the way the fitment worked with the size of those panels, mm-hmm. by moving those attachment points right there, you had better coverage instead of it sagging in the back.
And we're talking about
so,
the
yeah, it looks
we're
different.
Talking about the attachment point of the
but
shoulder
it's,
pads
it's,
on the
it's
back
like
panel.
You, it's similar like the Cry AVS where that back plate panel kind of like is extended up. Because there's a lot of vests where it looks great and it looks slim and slick and streamlined and all that, but the rear plate's too low and there's just no way to adjust it with just how the panel sits on the body.
So the first one is the Veritas.
Yep, it's a slimmer one. It's a front back panel.
And then what's the second one called?
The Testudo.
The Testudo?
Yeah.
Testudo.
They're Latin Greek terms.
Okay.
Okay.
What does Testudo mean?
Truth. One of them's truth, one of them's wisdom or justice, I think.
Veritas
is truth.
Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah. Well, here, let's check.
Let's Google it.
Testudo.
We'll talk about that one in a second.
Cool.
Let's get through another game. All right. Everyone have their cards? Everyone has 10? Good? Okay. So, who ended?
John won.
I think I'm up.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Mission first, blank always.
Mission first, blank always.
So, Testudo, ancient Roman warfare, the Testudo or tortoise formation was a type of shield wall formation commonly used by Roman legions during battle.
So you were totally wrong. Cool.
So it's like a shield.
Usually I'm
nailed it.
Got him.
But I usually talk with enough confidence that people believe me.
That's how you do it. That's how you win at life.
That's how you make it happen.
Mission first, blank always. Copenhagen and black coffee.
Mm.
Cursing like a sailor, motivational formation runs. I'm afraid Copenhagen and black coffee is John's, but I'm going with that one.
Yes, it's mine.
In your face, John.
If they had one that said, like, Marlboro's Monster, I'd be all over it.
All right.
Back when, I dipped, Glow just randomly surprised me with that Copenhagen black stuff that was, like, soaked in whiskey.
Dude, that Copenhagen black is the shit.
You're not even like a dipper. You don't. That's not your thing. But
used to be. Not anymore.
Yeah, that stuff's delicious. I don't. They've discontinued it, I think.
Holy damn. Yeah, probably. People died.
people were there literally eating it. Like getting a bowl, pouring the whole dip can in and filling it up with milk and eating it like cereal.
Dude,
that stuff
was
just
so
good.
Whiskey?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
It was so good. I'm going to go see if they got it gassed. I bet QT has something like that.
They probably do. QT has everything.
Secret locker.
All right, John, what do you got?
All right. Blank triggers my PTSD, but in the nicest way.
Guard me.
Oh, man. Blank.
You're not my real dad.
PTSD.
Maybe.
No, not,
in
not
the
possible.
Nicest
no.
way. Oh, man. I've got some good ones. I'm going to go with that one.
It's not rocket science, bro.
I know, but I've got some other options. I got a lot of options.
Blank triggers my PTSD, but in the nicest way. Grandpa's Thanksgiving war stories. A Cajun drill sergeant lisping in my ear.
You ever heard Fifth Boy?
Violating the posted on-base speed limit of 5 miles an hour. Well, that's garbage.
Where's Mason? He
Might have something to take it for that. I'm going to go with Grandpa's Thanksgiving war stories.
Oh, man.
That's a good one.
You're getting the best one. All right.
That must be luck.
All right.
Dumb luck.
Once I traded blank for a case of Rippets.
Blank for a case of Rippets. Yep. That's what I would have been willing to trade.
I have a half a case of Rippets at home.
The real Rippets. All right, so do you know what Rippets are?
Rippets are an energy drink designed to kill soldiers.
Okay, so the reason they were so awesome, and nobody apparently knew this, is that the original Rippets
had
a Fedra in there.
Yeah, they basically had meth.
Right.
Perfect.
Yeah, they were really good.
Yeah, and they only came in small cans.
I mean, it's weird. I can drink this small little can, and my appetite suppressed all day, and I feel like I'm on Ritalin. Weird.
Oh, great.
There must be different caffeine in this thing.
Once I traded Kalashnikovs for a case of Rippets. Once I traded a gun wrapped in an American flag held by an eagle who's listening to Skynyrd for a case of Rippets. Once I traded the Purple Heart enemy marksmanship badge for a case of Rippets. Hmm. We'll just go with Purple Heart.
Yes. I would have traded a Purple Heart for a case of Rippets. All right.
I don't know. Probably not.
Here we go. Operation blank. Yes. So many options. Operation duty calls greater than booty calls. All right. Mm. Operation steak night. Operation getting the nightmares to stop. I'm going to go with... Oh, man. Good choices here. I'm going to go with Operation duty calls over booty calls.
Woo! Woo!
Nice. I did like the getting the nightmares to stop. That was good.
I failed sharp training because of blank.
Sharp training is sexual harassment and rape prevention. It's an acronym.
So the Army said that we need to tell people rape is bad. So they started telling everyone rape is bad and then how to report sexual harassment.
Uh-huh.
And so by increasing all these people that know, like, they can report this stuff now, people have reported this stuff now, and now they're like, oh my God, it's getting worse, when it's just, like, being reported more often. And so they have doubled down and, like, do the briefings every month, I think, these days.
Yeah, it's fucking terrible.
Or more often, if someone in your unit says something inappropriate to someone else in your unit.
Yeah, it's still a bit of a flawed system briefing. Because if you actually want any punishment to come of someone raping people, you have to go public. But if you're willing to let them sweep it under the rug, then you can get your medical care, and that's it.
Huh.
So...
We just rethought it.
A couple flaws in the system.
They just recently lost a guy from our unit for a...
What was the card again?
Misunderstood again? Situation.
I failed sharp training because of blank.
Because of...
Winner.
Got it. That's probably going to spell horrible, by the way.
Oh, God, I hope not.
I do, because I've had a lot of cheese.
I failed sharp training because... Was the cheese sharp?
It was sharp.
I failed... So, do you know what sharp cheese is?
Yes, I know.
Okay, cool. I failed sharp training because of that awkward moment when your promotion party turns into an orgy. Favorite. Graduating Ranger School on the 12th recycle, blaming 9/11 on Saddam. I'm talking about the promotion orgy party.
Boom!
Yeah.
About you.
Is it my turn now?
It is.
I believe so.
I'm super confused by how this is working.
Why is my Foot Locker sticky?
Why is my Foot Locker sticky?
Hopefully it's a glazed jelly donut from Private Pile. We all paid for it. He had to eat it.
We all paid for it.
All right. Gender integrating the hot ones. Oh, special delivery courtesy of the red, white, and blue. The guy who doesn't give a fuck because he's getting out. Which one would the wifey choose?
The wife?
She'd go with that one.
No, oh, man! Gender integrating the hot ones? Oh.
Sorry, bro.
That doesn't happen anyway.
I'm at 10.
Yeah.
What? Oh, you're two.
Oh, is that five already? Black one.
No. He doesn't have five. He's just counting 10.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, sorry your DTS claim was rejected because blank was not substantiated with a receipt.
DTS is a defense travel system. Hmm. So, if you have to go to some other place for some training, they put you on a crappy flight or a crappy rental car and then reimburse you for expenses.
That one's pretty good for that. And then there's also the lesser-known DTMS, which is the Defense Training Management System, which is a giant...
That's a pretty neat story.
Clusterfuck.
I give it 2 out of 10 meat points.
Nice. I'm writing a book.
Okay. Sorry your DTS claim was rejected because eating at the Kandahar TGI Fridays when no one was looking was not substantiated with receipt. Mm. Because excellent center of excellence was not substantiated with receipt. Was rejected because a butt stroke to the groin was not substantiated with the receipt. I like excellence.
Yes!
The center of excellence.
Oh, the excellently excellent center of excellence. Oh, center of excellence. All right, that's mine. All right. Sometimes you just need to skip blank and go straight to blank. So is this a two-card thing then?
Yeah, this is a two-card.
Okay, sometimes you just need to skip blank. That's going to be one card.
Put your first card on top.
And go straight to blank. First card on top. What? So this would be your first card.
Yes.
Okay.
First card on top.
First one you want me to read on top. Okay. Sometimes you just need to skip the only virgin in the platoon and go straight to the sweet taste of a morphine lollipop. That's a pretty good one.
Well played, Doc.
Sometimes you just need to skip a world of hurt and go straight to my cuddly, lovable battle buddy. Sometimes you just need to skip wearing your class B's to win a wet t-shirt contest and go straight to a slow, smoky death spiral. I'm going to go with... Oh, man. These two were tough. Just need to skip... I got to go with that morphine lollipop.
Oh, thank you.
Damn it.
Your battle buddy one was good, man. It was really good.
Two cards.
All right. Whose turn is it now?
Dobson.
Dobson. Get you, Dobson.
After the last blank incident, the Joint Chiefs ordered ethics retraining for the entire force. After the last blank incident, the Joint Chiefs ordered ethics retraining for the entire force. After the last blank incident, the Joint Chiefs ordered ethics retraining for the entire force. Accidentally invading Syria, finding your NCOs on Tinder, handing the folded flag to the wrong mistress.
Oh, oh my God.
I'm going with that one.
I have been holding on to that card for so long.
Ooh. I was going to go with the Tinder one, but...
Damn it.
Oh. Mistress Widows wins every time.
All right. All right, John, you're up, buddy.
The first test runs of the atom bomb produced...
Produced...
Soldiers with melting skin that nobody pays for.
Yeah, well, you just pull an Agent Orange and wait for enough of them to die where it won't bankrupt the VA, and then you start paying out. Too soon?
No.
No? Okay.
The first test runs of the atom bomb produced only the clap?
Question mark. Only the clap.
That's it.
The threat of climate change and drinking before noon. I'm going to go with drinking before noon.
Damn it!
Yes!
Got two. You're winning, buddy.
Woo! You're a wiener.
I'm so good.
No, not really.
No.
You're doing terrific.
An FOD check would have prevented blank.
FOD. Foreign objects or debris. You have to walk runways. Because if you
little
suck,
screws like to explode tires.
Sweep hangers.
They'll suck into the entire engine. Basically ground everything.
All right, so it was a FOD check would have prevented
blank.
Would have prevented.
I think I'm going to have to go with this one just because it's outrageous and ridiculous. Basically totally off topic.
Yeah, minus two.
A FOD check would have prevented hair touching your ears. A FOD check would have prevented the terrible feeling when your finger pushes through the baby wipe. A FOD check would have prevented a strongly worded memo no one reads.
Ooh.
I just like the idea of the baby wipe.
Boom! A win!
Well, congrats, you frickin' lation.
Finally, a win.
Well,
all right.
I like you.
All right, let's talk about this last carry you brought. Cool. How much time we got left, Dave?
12 minutes.
12 minutes? Cool. Yeah. So we'll talk about this carry. We'll play one more round.
Yes, yeah, so, kind of moving away from kind of just having the same stuff for so long with a lot of new improvements out there. This is kind of a bridge into, really improving on what is like a standard design that a lot of places have kind of based off the London Bridge 1694. Mm-hmm. Years ago, everybody kind of started doing their version of... So this one's manufactured by in conjunction with T3 out of San Diego, a bunch of seal types. And so it's very compliant, made in the United States. That's a big thing for like agencies and federal contracts and stuff for purchasing for departments and stuff. But you know, this is like a duty level type vest. You got big ID panels on the back, ID panel on the front. You have Hypalon up near the release buckles, so you can rapidly release this thing. It has a kangaroo insert, as well as a small
front end top.
Like a front little admin pouch up top. Yeah, and the whole thing's this kind of a streamlined, slim vest that's duty level.
It also just looks sturdier than the last one. Not that the last one looked unsturdy, but this one just looks
very heavy
duty.
There's a very specific look to this style right. of carrier that everyone's kind of come to accept based on the original designs from London Bridge and Black Hawk and those guys when they went back and reevaluated military body armor that they were using in the field. They went with a very specific style and a very specific look, and everybody's continued that style and that right. look.
And what do we call this one?
That one's the Valkyrie.
So,
like, it being Coyote and this one being multicam, you can't see the stitching. But if you actually look at the stitching, like, you know, you have Bartex, you have, you know, just reinforced stitching everywhere on this thing. You have it on that, too. So, I don't know if it's just that it's more visible on this carrier, but... It's a comfortable carrier. It can take. We got our Kevlar in there right now. Our Kevlar panels in there right now. But you can put steel. You can put Zappy plates in there. You can put soft armor. And then there's Velcro attachments on the inside for your armor panels. So it's you know, we still have one more coming out. We're just finishing up all the details of it. That's actually made here in town, made in the U.S., made in Arizona. That'll probably be out within the next couple weeks that we'll be able to show off, which has some other cool features about it. So yeah, I mean, there's a lot of new stuff coming out. Again, tons of stuff on our website, as well as our own line of pouches, which I didn't bring with me today in the interest of time. So.
Cool. I dig it, dude. So AR500armor.com. Make sure you guys check them out. See their new stuff. The Valkyrie, the Veritas, and what's the other one?
Testudo.
The Testudo.
Yeah. I-17 and Bell. We got all of them in stock.
Right off the freeway, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you just kind of generally are interested in armor and don't know where to start, come on in. We'll get you sized. We'll go over the options. We'll go over what makes the most sense for you. Our customer service and sales people are... They know what they're talking about with how the stuff should fit and how it should sit on you. So,
cool.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. Whose turn is it? My turn.
Purple bananas.
Blank. Not my fault, not my problem. Wow, John was fast with that one.
That was a good card. Had that one for a minute.
Blank. Not my fault, not my problem.
It's also super fucked up.
Friendly fire, not my fault, not my problem. The kinder, gentler army, and global nuclear holocaust. I'm gonna go with friendly fire.
Yeah, buddy.
Woo! It is fucked up. But also not my fault. And not See? My problem.
Exactly.
Not
exactly.
my circus. Not my monkeys.
Not my circus. Whose turn? Not my monkeys. Dobson, yep.
As a preventative health measure, the DOD now requires annual blank vaccines.
Annual blank vaccines. Oh, man, I don't have anything good for that one.
Oh, I do.
Oh, man. I'm just getting rid of cards at this point.
That's a good one. Are you trying to... Oh, okay. That was like the fart rock at first. I was kind of trying to...
Annual full bird kernels vaccines. Muscle failure vaccines and a tenio map. I'm going to go with full bird kernels.
Yeah.
John, you're up.
Oh, all right. Oh, this is a double.
Oh, double.
The Army has blank, but the Navy has blank.
Ooh.
So top card is the one I read first.
I lost.
Did you eat it? Did you lay it down on a stack?
Top card first. Yep, there we go. All right. Cool. The army has giving pork rinds to starving Iraqi children. But the Navy has buzzing the tower.
Negative, Ghost Rider. The pattern is full.
You pull something like that again, you're going to be flying cargo planes full of rubber dog shit to Hong Kong. Best line in the movie.
The Army has chairborne Rangers, but the Navy has carriers with a big deck. The Army has the TSP account I touch less than my wife, but the Navy has quality products made by the blind. Oh, if only we could like mix and match these a little bit.
Half credit.
Yeah, half for you, half for you. Oh, God. I gotta go with the TSP account.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Dude, I thought.
Do you even know what a TSP account is?
Negative.
It's a thrift savings plan. It's like other retirement, which they're redoing, which is stupid.
Yeah.
I thought I was a shoe-in with my giving Iraqi or giving pork rinds to starving Iraqi children.
See what you get for thinking, Glenn.
All right. Today I got another counseling for blank. All right. Today I got another counseling for drunk dialing your commander. Today I got another counseling for tanking your security clearance interview on purpose. Today I got another counseling for barracks moonshine.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
I like the drunk dialing your commander.
Yes. It happens. It's a real thing. All right.
Yeah, but you know it's a way cool unit when your commander drunk dials you.
Why am I bound for Leavenworth? Leavenworth military prison.
First military.
Why am I bound for Leavenworth? Going black on motivation. That means zero.
Like, what's your condition? We're green, we have tons of it. Red, running low. Black,
we're out. My last LES. Or admitting defeat was your strategy the whole time.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Those are all pretty good ones. I gotta go with going black on motivation.
Yes! Damn it!
Dude, the admitting defeat was your strategy the whole time is pretty damn good. So is your last LES, but going black on motivation.
Play cards.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'll only re-enlist if you can promise me a shot at blank.
I don't know that you'll get the humor behind this one, but I get the humor behind
if
this one.
If you can promise me a shot at... I'm going to try this one, see what happens.
Carving. Hey, look.
I'll only re-enlist if you can promise me a shot at another North Korean nuclear test, drowning sailors, or 30% off ultimate nachos on Veterans Day. Nachos.
Yes! Man, Dave's getting it this time.
I can't stop thinking about Taco Bell Supreme nachos right now.
I really need some nachos in my life.
I'm getting those on the way back to work.
All right. I go after Dabs.
Yep,
right?
John Dabs.
All right, cool. If I suffer through 15 more years of blank, I'll get that delicious pension.
15 more years.
Thank God I don't have that long left.
Man, I have three that are just fucking killer.
Guard me.
Well, then just pick one of them.
I know! I have to pick one of them. I'm trying to pick one of them. No.
Maybe? Helen? All right. If I suffer through 15 more years of paper handouts of the 65-page PowerPoint, I'll get that delicious pension. The Coast Guard. That's fucking stupid. I gotta go with Window Liquors.
What?
Dude, that's perfect.
All right.
That's fucking perfect.
All right, Dave, you're up, buddy.
Yes.
Give me. General Patton was known to slap a private for blank. General Patton was known to slap a private for ducking colors.
Can't duck them colors.
General Patton was known to slap a private for bumper tanks.
Bumper tanks.
General Patton was known to slap a private for hating the troops.
You know what ducking colors is? People hear the like reveille go on. Yeah. Try to not
song
be
they
there.
Play every day. Like wherever you are, you're driving, you stop your car. You're running, you stop running. Whatever you're doing, you turn and face the flag.
Yeah.
And so what was funny is that, like, everyone in the military would hear it and they'd, like, run inside or they'd, like, duck the colors, right?
Yeah.
And then those same people are angry when someone...
When someone ducks the colors?
Someone
the it's only, yeah, they just get angry when they catch someone doing it.
Football
dude.
Game?
Yeah, yeah, football players.
Fuck it, let's do ducking colors.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Who's up?
I am. Alrighty. Grandma sent a care package full of blank. I'll share.
That one made me chuckle.
Grandma sent a care package full of your third wife, that cheating whore. I'll share. Probably already did. Grandma sent a care package full of fucks to give.
Nice.
Grandma sent a care package full of memories. I'm going to go with fucks to give.
Oh, thank you.
How many is that for you this time?
Five. That's it.
You got five this time? Yeah. Damn it. Oh, man. Dobson wrecks us on this game. All right, my total, I ended up with, let's see, 5, 6, 7, 8... I only ended up with 10.
Dobson, I got 8.
Killed it. What'd you get?
13.
6.
Dave, nice try, buddy.
Yeah.
Well, good effort.
You'll get it next time.
Yeah, probably not.
All right.
Probably not.
Keep trying.
I'll be here.
All right. So make sure you guys check out AR500Armor.com. They got all kinds of cool stuff that they've got going on. Some new med kits, some new plate carriers, all kinds of new options out there.
Red wire gear convertible slings.
They also sell red wire gear convertible slings. Yeah, a couple. And they also sell our MFAC, our big, giant freaking kit, our multi-injury first aid kit. So check that out. Yeah, anything else you want to say about AR-500 there, Dobson?
We make awesome stuff. Come check us out.
There you go.
It's true.
If you live in the Phoenix area and you haven't walked in to check it out, definitely walk in and check them out because they got some cool ones. Who the hell had this card and was holding on to it?
I would have used that one a lot.
All right, remember, we're proud members of the Heroes Media Group. Make sure you check out all the other shows that they have on the network, 25 or something along those lines. You can bring us out to train with you. We'll even bring FUBAR if you want. We brought it out to a couple training events and played with some friends. It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot more fun when I've been drinking.
Email info@trainingaz.com. Remember to follow us on Facebook and Instagram, Independence Training, The Arms Room Show, Red Wire Gear, and of course, AR500 Armor. Next week, I have no idea what we're doing, so you'll just have to tune in
and find out. Week,
It'll be our first show of 2018.
No.
That was a fast year.
It was, man. This year has slammed by. It is on the first. You're right.
Yeah.
It's going to be on New Year's Day, so we might have to pre-record that one, too. Not today, but at some point in time. So, until then, stay aware, stay safe, and train hard. You've been listening to The Arms Room.